The dogma of the Trinity is central in our Christian belief, that is, the one God exists in three persons and one substance, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Church defines the doctrine more in terms of Greek philosophy than the vocabulary of the Bible. But we can only understand the philosophical definition by going back to the historical experience of the people in the Bible who encountered God as the Trinity. True enough, the Jews believe in monotheism, that there is only one God. But the manifestation of the God they believe in was not just limited to Yahweh. In fact, the Son was already present in the form of wisdom, and the Holy Spirit was already present as the Ruach, or the breath of God. We see in the New Testament the fuller revelation of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There are two biblical events when the three persons were made manifest at the same time, namely, the baptism of Jesus and the Transfiguration. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 mentions the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which became the basis of the formula of our Christian baptism. The doctrine, the way we understand it now, was not yet present during the time of the writing of the books of the New Testament. Saint Paul already has the implicit belief as reflected in our second reading today. The synopticists, Saint Matthew, Saint Mark, and Saint Luke, do not give us a clear understanding yet as to the doctrine. Even St. John, who had the most developed Christology among the New Testament writers, was still groping in defining the doctrine. It was Tertullian in the early 3rd century who initiated the understanding of the doctrine using Greek philosophical terms. He was the one who introduced the terms Trinity, substance, and person to explain that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one in essence or substance, but not one in person. About a century later, in 325 AD, the First Council of Nicaea established the doctrine of the Trinity as orthodoxy, confirming that Jesus is begotten and of one substance with the Father. Many more theologians like Saint Augustine, Saint Thomas Aquinas, and modern thinkers like Karl Rahner helped us in our present understanding of the Trinity. The mission of Jesus is not just to reveal to us the three persons of the Trinity, but to bring us into the Trinitarian life. Our understanding of the doctrine will only be academic and philosophical unless we enter into a personal relationship with each of the person of the Trinity. When we were baptized, we received the indelible but invisible mark of the Trinity. We became children of God the Father, Jesus became our Savior, and the Holy Spirit became our sanctifier. This is what our whole Christian life is. The eternal life mentioned by Jesus in our gospel today means our full communion into the divine fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in eternity. And it already starts here and now. Our celebration today reminds us of this profound truth.